as well as being Wednesday in the Ember week of September, today is also the feast of the appearance of the stigmata upon the body of St. Francis. He was the founder, as we know, of the Franciscan order, the Friars Minor. And he was the first person in the history of the Church to be imprinted with the marks of our Lord's crucifixion. St. Francis was so wounded with the love of God that one might say that it was inevitable that the wound should extend to his body. His stigmata, therefore, was the evidence of the fire of love which burned in his soul. We know that he loved God so much that he renounced the wealth of his father to become a beggar, and he gave literally everything to the poor and the needy. Like the introit of his Mass tells us, he wanted to glory in nothing except the cross of Jesus Christ. And there have been many, very few stigmatists since St. Francis in the course of the Church's history. Many of us cannot hope to receive the stigmata like St. Francis did. Such deeds, such privileges are only for select souls, for God's generals, if I may say. However, there are other kinds of stigmata each of us have as Catholics. And these are stigmata that are far more important than those of St. Francis. And they are those seals that were signed upon us, upon our souls, when we were baptized and confirmed. At our baptism, we were set aside permanently for Christ. We were signed with the precious blood of our Lord, taken from his sacred wounds. Our baptism was the reason for which he died for us, because his precious blood washed us clean of original sin and made us friends of God. This seal of baptism is both a privilege for us and a grave responsibility. At our baptism, we became soldiers of Christ, fighting under the leadership of such generals like today's saints. We were filled with the supernatural grace and charity of God, as well as the seven gifts of the Holy Ghost, so that we could perform acts that are truly supernatural. And just think, as baptized people, every action we take will have everlasting consequence, for good or for evil. If we practice the virtues, if we obey the commandments of God, as often as we do this, there will be a record of our actions to be read to us on the last day. And on the other hand, every time we fail to do good or choose to do evil, we will have to give account of that as well. We will carry this seal throughout our life and even the whole of eternity. And if at the end of our life we have been found to run the course well, if we have fought the good fight of faith, we can expect a befitting reward. But if we have not done our duty as Christians, then we would be too ashamed to look upon the face of God. St. Francis received his stigmata on the feast of the Exaltation of the Cross. We received the seal of baptism with the sign of the cross. And this would suggest that we cannot expect that our lives as Christians will go smoothly. We will meet with oppositions. People will try to discourage us from living Christian lives. And we will meet people who will try to take our attention away from the duty of fighting for Christ. Many people have started well their journey, but have ended up fighting against God's army. We ourselves must be careful and pray that we stay always within the ranks of the army of God. We have everything we need to be good Christians. We have, furthermore, the helps of great saints like St. Francis. Every day they cheer us as we struggle to be like them. And we have the unfailing help and intercession of the Mother of God. With her help and those of the saints, we cannot fail. And when finally we come before our Lord to receive our reward, he will say to us, "I know you. I perceive the seal of my blood upon your soul. You have fought well. Come, therefore, and receive the reward of your labor." We hope and pray that having faithfully, with the powerful help of the Blessed Virgin Mary, carried the seal of her baptism throughout our lives, we may enter into heaven there to rejoice with the saints forever in the eternal vision of God. Amen. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen.